KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there needs to be more compromise on key issues to realize a peaceful end to the war in Ukraine. Ramaphosa has spoken on the phone with the Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The presidency says Putin briefed him on his talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Alaska on Friday. The Russian president is said to have been happy with the summit. Today, the attention will turn to the White House, where Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky will have his meeting with Trump. The U.S. president is already putting pressure on Zelensky, writing on social media earlier that the Ukrainian leader could end the war almost immediately if he wanted to. It's understood Zelensky is not willing to budge on several key Ukrainian regions occupied by Russia. Well, the Ukrainian Association of South Africa feels the pressure is being placed on the wrong side. Zvinka Kashur argues it is Russia, not Ukraine, that holds the key to ending the conflict.
Ukraine did not start this war and cannot unilaterally stop it. Russia can. Putin can simply stop invading Ukraine and the war will stop even today. If Ukraine stops defending itself, Russia will simply occupy the entire country and continue its aggression against other European states. So Ukraine cannot stop this war unilaterally.
She also says that there's no clarity on what Trump's so-called deal actually involves.
What we do know is that President Trump, since his election, has already asked Putin 7 times to implement an unconditional ceasefire, and Putin has rejected all these proposals. The key challenge is that Russia in 2022 declared 4 Ukrainian regions as part of its constitutional territory, despite failing to occupy them. Neither Donetsk, nor Luhansk, nor Zaporizhia, nor Kherson are under Russian control.
Social workers are supporting the grief-stricken family of an Ulundi e-hailing driver murdered in Soweto. Mtokozisi Mvelase was shot outside Maponya Mall last week and his car set alight while he was inside. He was killed on his 3rd day on the job after moving to Gauteng earlier this month. KZN Social Development MEC Mbali Shinga visited his family today in Entlungwane village.
We have been alerted by the leaders of the community seeing the condition that the family needed psychosocial support like you have witnessed yourself. They are not taking it very easy. So we have committed our social workers that are going to be in and out of the family to provide support during this process.
Shinga says she's also in contact with officials in Gauteng to establish when Velas's remains will be handed over to the family for burial. And as ceasefire negotiations continue in Cairo, Egypt says it's willing to join a potential international force deployed to war-torn Gaza, but only if backed by a UN Security Council resolution. Foreign Minister Badr Abdelati today told a joint press conference with Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Mustafa that the force would need to have a clear-cut mandate and a political horizon. Abdelati says a political framework would enable international troops to operate more effectively and support Palestinians to realize their own independent Palestinian state. Well, Palestinian Premier Mustafa suggested a temporary committee that would manage the territory after the war ends, with full authority resting with the Palestinian government. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Themba Bavuma says the Proteas have a good idea of conditions in Cairns ahead of the ODI series starting tomorrow. David Moyes mentions that Everton have had a difficult transfer window despite making a number of signings. And Team Europe confirmed that Tyrrell Hatton and Robert McIntyre have both qualified for the Ryder Cup team.